My friend Paula Lozano lives near Cleveland, but she has family in Port Wing, Wisconsin. So about once a year, she comes to town and we go birding together. On Wednesday, June 12th, she and I birded at a few of our favorite spots in Port Wing. I posted photos of many of the things we saw, from a porcupine crossing the road to a splendid western meadowlark who allowed me to record his song as well as take pictures. But the highlight of the day for me was the golden-winged warblers. We, or in my case, my Merlin app, heard several, and at one spot, my own poor ears could actually hear a very cooperative nearby male. At least, I could hear the final notes of his song. The first note has been out of my hearing range for years, unless I'm listening to a recording with my ears practically touching the speaker. While I was photographing him, Paula, whose ears are much better than mine, thought she heard a blue-winged warbler. I didn't hear it, and Merlin did not pick it up, so I'm hopeful it was just an aberrant golden-winged warbler song. Blue-winged warblers are wonderful birds, but their northward range expansion has come directly at the expense of golden-winged warblers. The two species hybridize so frequently wherever their ranges overlap that the two most common hybrid plumages even have names, Lawrence's and Brewster's warblers. In May 2019, in Maine, I saw and photographed a beautiful hybrid form that was neither. It was what eBird reviewer Louis Bevier said was a very rare backcross hybrid. Because of all kinds of factors, such as hybridization and competition with blue-winged warblers, habitat degradation, increasing numbers of insects, and climate change, the North American Breeding Bird Survey estimates a 68% loss of golden-winged warblers between 1966 and 2014, one of the steepest declines of any North American songbird. So far, Minnesota has not shown a decline. Partners in Flight sets the current total population of golden-winged warblers at 390,000, of which 220,000 live in Minnesota and 78,000 in Wisconsin, meaning our two states hold 75% of the entire breeding population in the known universe. Most people, even those living in the heart of where these beautiful birds are most abundant, have never heard of, much less consciously experienced, a golden-winged warbler. They're quite tiny, many weighing less than a third of an ounce, and the heaviest not reaching half an ounce. And they spend most of their lives in foliage. They occasionally sit in a bare branch to sing for a bit, but their pleasing but high-frequency little ditty is entirely out of the hearing range of many people, and for those who can hear it, the song usually disappears into the background soundtrack. Without Paula and my Merlin app, I would have been completely unaware of all but one of the golden wings we found Wednesday. A person in this country can be extremely well-educated by modern standards, yet not be familiar with the plants and animal life most abundant right where they live. Those of us who live in the heart of golden-winged warblers bear much of the responsibility to protect them, but we only work to protect the things we love or appreciate, and to love or appreciate anything, we must not just be aware of its existence, but know something about it. I'm delighted when anyone tells me they've discovered and used the Merlin app to see the names of all the birds singing around them. Awareness of the birds around us is hardly enough to save them, but it's a crucial first step. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.